We're approaching Gimel Tammuz. Today's already Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Generally speaking, there are two schools of thought during this time, Bechlal, and especially when it comes to Gimel Tammuz. One school of thought is that we have to be focusing on what we're missing. The Fabrenians and the dollars and the answers, and seeing the Rebbe's face, Begashmias, and I don't have to say what we're missing, everybody knows that. And according to this school of thought, it's not so much appropriate or kedai to talk so much about how the Rebbe is here and the Rebbe is alive, because when you talk like that, it sounds as if you're really not missing anything. So it's not a good idea. That's a certain school of thought. Also, to be besimcha and excited because of the anticipation that at any moment the Rebbe walks into shul and we have the Hizgalas of the Rebbe once again, and we have Geula, and all these things that we're missing we'll have once again. Basically, that simcha is also not a good idea, because that also seems to take away and detract from feeling what we're missing and the mourning and so on and so forth. However, there's another school of thought, which is the reverse. That Adrabba, the main focus should be, even though we all know what we're missing, and we don't just know it, we all feel it in every bone of our body. We don't have to meditate on that, we don't have to focus on that. It's part of our etzem, etzias. But the focus should be, what we do work on is to recognize the inyan of Hu Bachayim, that the Rebbe is here and he's with us, and he's leading us, and he's guiding us, and he's protecting us, and so on and so forth. And also the feeling of simcha, it's the amunah that we hope at any moment to have the hizgalus and to have back everything that we were missing. So naturally there are two schools of thought, but ein lanu ela divrei ben Amram. So our approach is to look into the sichas of the Rebbe and see how the Rebbe spoke after the histalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe. And from that, as a chassid, we learn how we should conduct ourselves in such a time.